This is a ZHipHopCleveland.com exclusive with K. Michelle.
Live from the 1-800 Safe Auto Studios.
Another non-stop music sweep starts right now on Z1079, powered by the new BlackBlackRadio.com.
VSOP. Loving that, man. K. Michelle. And she's on the line. Hello.
Hi.
What's up, KK?
It ain't working, man.
Yeah, man. You putting in work. So first thing I got to ask you, because I've known you for a long time. How did Tuesday feel to finally get an album?
Man, it felt amazing. And it just feels even better to see people actually buying it. Woo. So I feel great.
So tell us about... Because people don't know, like, people see you on television. You know, people don't understand the grind that most artists go through. But you had a lot of heartache, heartbreak, highs and lows. It's so hard to put an album out. Tell us about that, just that.
Yeah, like, you know, I've been trying to put an album out for about 5 years, man. This is my second label. This is a perfect home for me, actually. And a lot of artists still can't say they have the perfect home for them. So it's been great over there as a label. And it's just been a lot of late nights, a lot of, you know, tears and a lot of sacrifices. And it's not as glamorous and beautiful as people think.
No, hell no. That's correct, man. You in the devil's playground, boy. You got to fight off them devils every day.
Every single day.
So we got the new album. It's called Rebellious Soul. And you, like I always tell you, I tease you because I say you always call it like you see it. You turned up all the time. Talk to us about the title, Rebellious Soul.
that's just me, man, and the music is like this too. Like, this album definitely isn't as, you know, traditional as a lot of other R&B girls. It's a different kind of album, and I think that's why people, the buzz is so high on it this week, and people are going for it, because it just really, it's just really a great album. Like, it really is musical, and it really speaks on the things that a lot of people are scared to speak on.
Well, I had a chance to see you last week in D.C., and you performed. That's the first time I heard songs from your album, and I was really impressed, man. You, like, you, I could tell you put a lot of time, a lot of hard work into this album. And one of these songs we're going to play right now, set it up for me. It's called When I Get a Man. I think everybody needs to hear that one. Talk to us about that one.
Oh, When I Get a Man, you know, I take life issues and turn them into songs, and When I Get a Man, a lot of the girls on the show, they really, you know, couldn't say a lot about me to try to come back at me.
Right.
But they always would say I didn't have a man. They always would say I didn't have a man. So this was the song I did as a rebuttal to them. And it's called When I Get a Man, He's Gonna Love Me. He ain't gonna be a half man like they man. He's gonna be a man.
It's been a while since I had a love that's on my. We can't.
That's When I Get a Man. All right, we're talking to Kay Michelle. She's here. Her album, Rebellious Soul, is in stores right now. Got a lot of other cuts on this album. Talk to me about some of the ones that you're really, I mean, VSOP, I just heard the remix you did with Jeezy. You going hard on that one with the sample, the same sample Jay-Z used back in the day. Talk to us about some of the other songs that you have on the album. Like, you know, we're having a little listening session right now, Kay Michelle. So you the DJ, tell us about a song and let me play it.
Sometimes, that is my favorite record. That is the epitome of the R&B ballad, and it has a Motown, Etta James type feel. It's absolutely my favorite record on the album.
All right, let's do it. This is Sometimes. We're all the way live on Z107.9. Kay Michelle, get her new album, Rebellious Soul. Peep this. Sometimes we got Kay Michelle hanging out here on Z107.9, brand new album. Everybody's talking about it. And Kay, talk to us about this new. Did you start the recording in New York, Love and Hip Hop?
Yes, I have. I started to film that, and I haven't been able to really film it a lot because I've been on the road and I'm not slowing down. I'll be on tour for a year.
A year?
So. a year. The label said this is an R&B album. You start off good with good numbers, and you keep it steady.
Yeah.
And that means that we have to put out about 3 singles and put you on a roll to get in these markets and show people what you're great at. And I love being, you know, a live performer.
Right.
So, yeah.
We have a date for you already. We already I helped work that thing out. I told you I was going to bring you to Cleveland. We got a date coming up in either October or November. I'm not sure of the date, but I know it's been put together. So we definitely look forward to you getting to town right now. And then when do you start filming your own show? Are you filming stuff right now as you're on the road on your own?
We're actually finishing. We have one little piece of paperwork to do. I'm really big on my executive producer credit, so we did get that. This will be my first executive producing a show, and I'm very excited.
Wow.
So we're going to start filming that probably the last week in August, which will be probably at the end of next week and starting the other one. So we're finishing up the rest of the pieces of it. Excuse me.
All right, so, Kay Michelle, I got to ask you this now. Are you going to now find time to maybe settle into a relationship? Are you in a relationship? Do you want to be in a relationship?
I'm dating someone right now. We're really taking it slow, but I can honestly say he's amazing to me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so it's just a difficult thing. Me being on tour a year, you know, the season starts right around the corner again for him. So, you know, it's just difficult to try to date new, and with these 2 big events in our life, it's going to be difficult, and it'll show if, you know, if we're going to make it or if we're not.
Wow. Well, listen, I want to see what the album is when you're in love.
You know, but you know what I think happens too, Cole, because they always, people get in love and they just talk about the highs of being
right.
They really don't keep it real about being in love.
Right.
You don't
it's
like that
it's
person
hard.
Someday.
It's hard.
There's a lot of stuff you can sing about being in love that people seem to forget.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard, man. Relationships is hard work. See, that's the song right there. Relationships is hard work. Just call it hard work. Talk about your relationship.
Yeah, that's the truth.
All right, so look, we'll see you in town soon. Kay Michelle, Rebellious Soul, in stores right now. Before we go, Kay, let's play one more song off the album. What you want me to play right now?
I say we should play a record called Damn. And people seem to really love this record. And it's just talking about when you're on your grind. It's kind of like what you were saying about it being hard work. Sometimes you don't even feel like the drama of the relationship. You just be like, you know, this is not the time.
All right. Well, here it is, Damn, from the new album. Make sure y'all go pick it up. Support this sister. She worked really, really hard for this moment. And I'm so proud of you. And I'm happy to say that you got a great album. You got a great team. It was good seeing you last week. And we'll see you in Cleveland real soon.
I'll see you soon. Thanks, Kobe.
All right. Bye-bye. Stand by, y'all. Coming up next, it's Friday. It's the weekend. We got the All Request Party. Get your request in right now. Z1079.
This has been a Z Hip Hop Cleveland.com exclusive with K Michelle.